has made, hands up, a New Year's resolution? Has anyone made a New Year's resolution that, not you, you'll come in a minute. Has anyone made a New Year's resolution that they're happy to share? Henry? To be more independent. So we're doing something new. Anyone else made a New Year's resolution that they want to share? My husband might make a New Year's resolution to be mean to his wife less often, which would be giving something up. So we have resolutions to start things, and we have resolutions to stop things. We might have a new determination to do the park run. Told you it was your turn in a minute. It's really a time of new beginnings. New job for me tomorrow. I know, thank you to all of you who've prayed and listened, because everything works out in God's time. And God's time has provided for me a new job at the same time as we just about managed the mortgage for 4 months of me not having a job. And I was able to settle my son in a new school, another new beginning. Perfect, perfect timing. So anyone think of any more new beginnings? Can anyone think of any more new beginnings that we're thinking about at the minute? Oh, the baptisms. Yeah. The baptisms. It's a time of new beginning. Now, our reading today was about the prodigal son. It talks about what happened when a child walked away and then returned. It talks about celebration. And it talks about resentment too. But what is it really about? I want to tell you a story. I once knew a cat. It wasn't my cat. I don't like cats. She would wake up and stretch, and she'd look at her food bowl. If it was empty, she'd go to the cat flap and go out. And then she'd come back in and she'd look at the food bowl again. If I put something in her bowl that she didn't want to eat, she used to go out the cat flap and come back in again and look at the food bowl. It was as if she thought, thank you, cat. It was as if she thought that her going out the cat flap and coming back in was what made the food situation in the bowl change. Funny, right? But do we sometimes think a bit like that as Christians? When we come to God, when we turn to him, when we seek his forgiveness, when we come to baptism, these things that we do, they aren't the ones that rock the world. They're not the actions that pave the way for our salvation. They're not the ones that lead to revival, the things that we do. God sending his son as a baby, which we've all been quite focused on for the last few weeks, watching him grow to be a man, sending him to die on a cross. In my place, in your place, in the place of those people that don't know him, in the place of those people who have never heard his name, and in the place of those people who reject him and despise him and who speak untruths about him. He died in the place of every single one of us, those who are alive, those who are dead, those who are not yet born, those who are not yet conceived, every single one of us. But the thing is, those are God's actions, Jesus' actions, that allow us to come to the foot of the cross, to the freeing, cleansing waters of baptism, in the sure and certain knowledge that we are forgiven and accepted, loved as his children, like in that video. welcomed. This is why parties sound in heaven when the least of us comes home. Not because of what we've done, but because of what he did. And he does it again and again and again. Every time one of us turns to him, his arms are open, welcome, and forgiving. Can you imagine that amount of love? Because when we, as humans, think about God's forgiveness, it's a bit difficult to understand, isn't it? When we focus on the things that we've done wrong, they seem huge. They seem big. We can find it really hard to forgive ourselves. And we can find it really hard to forget as well. But when God forgives us, it's not like when we forgive each other. Now, I'm just going to do a little bit of baking. I want you to think about some time that it's all right to share when you found it quite hard to forgive someone. Chris might find it quite hard to forgive me. The 36 hours before I preach, I get attacked. I become unbearable to live with. He might find it quite hard to forgive that. Can anyone think about a time when they've not done forgiving very well? Now, yes. Can you shout? No. Can anyone think of a time when they found it quite hard to forgive? A time when... Alice? Yeah? Okay, did you all hear that? Alice was saying when she was younger, she spent hours and hours and hours and hours doing a really beautiful painting. And her brother, who was quite boisterous, just as she'd finished, knocked water all over it. I think any of us that have got younger brothers could understand that, right? Has anyone else got any examples of when they found it quite difficult to forgive? Oh, Macklin! I've been baking! Sorry. All right, I forgive you. It can be quite hard, can't it? We are sometimes not very good at forgiving each other. But when God forgives us, it's not like when we forgive each other. He doesn't feel resentment when he forgives us. He doesn't feel cross that we got it wrong. It's not difficult. He doesn't have that, "Oh, I will forgive you." He forgives us perfectly. Not, we can't forgive each other like that, but he forgives us perfectly. There is a book by Mike Howerton. I actually haven't read it, but the title is Glorious Mess. And the subtitle is Encountering God's Relentless Grace for Imperfect People. And I loved that title. And I was looking at it. Because a few days ago, you've all heard me talk about my Twitter group of Christian teachers lot. Okay, there's one who came today. She's real. One of the other people in my Twitter group of Christian teachers put in our little group about something that had happened in her life that it was a situation we'd all been praying over for the whole year that we've been a group, really. And she said, it's a bit of a mess, but I'm a big believer in where there's a mess, there's God. And I really like this. I was Googling to try and find a pretty picture of words like that. And I found this book. And it reminded me that at a time when we feel like life is relentless, right? We've done cooking, wrapping, unwrapping, putting the wrapping paper in the bin, more cooking, trying to get the kids to go to bed, trying to make ourselves get up in the morning. This time that we're just coming to an end of, thank you God, is relentless. But how comforting is it that God's grace is relentless? How cool is that? Someone once said to me that grace means God's riches at Christ's expense. And that relentless forgiveness, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop until we're ready. Or at least, it doesn't wait until we think we're ready. It's relentless, it's for us, and it's perfect. Now, all because of this, where there's mess, there's God. We have for you to take home today, in the tradition of all age services, some little cards. And on this side, it says, where there's a mess, there's God. And on the other side, it says, St. Mark's Gillingham, usual service time, Sunday 10:30. And the website, which we know Rob keeps so wonderfully up to date. We also have some bookmarks. And in the song, when I finish talking, and you all breathe a sigh of relief, some of our young, agile people are going to bring these out for you. Now, there's... Well, I thought there was loads, but there's rather a lot of you here. If there are some spare, please take one. Chuck it in your purse, because there might be a moment at which you think, I'm just going to give this to this person here, okay? One last thing. Is it just for us? This grace, this forgiveness, this being welcomed back into our Father's arms, is it just for us? You should all be going, no. Is it just for us? No, it's for everyone. And do you know what? If we don't tell them, they might not know. If you're here visiting today and you are thinking, as many people do very regularly, what on earth is she on about? Come and talk to one of us, because God will give us the words that we need. Because he does that. God will give us the words that you need to hear. So as we start this new year, this new decade that we're hearing so much about, pray for strength and courage to speak of God's forgiveness and for his provision of our sin. Pray for the faith of those coming to baptism today, which I think Si is going to do in a minute. But also, you four, for the opportunities that you're going to have to talk to people in the coming weeks about what's happened today. Pray for everyone to experience the freedom of God's love. Amen.